Outlook, the Town Council of Outlook met for a regular meeting on Wednesday, April 10. Present were councillors Bob Stevenson, Kyle McLeod, Sharon Bruce, Justin Turton, Ryan Husband, and Kevin Grotheim, as well as Mayor Maureen Weiderman, Chief Administrative Officer Kevin True, and Assistant Sow Rachel Sillars. The meeting was broadcast live on the Town of Outlook's Facebook page. Another short meeting, the following items were discussed. Bylaws. There were two bylaws that were both set for their second reading, Bylaw 07, 2023, Community Plan and Bylaw 08, 2023, Zoning. Touching on the public hearing that was held back in November, Sow True noted that the town had heard very little commentary regarding the community plan bylaw at that time, and any corrections and modifications to be made were said to be minor. With those changes made, True said he was proud to say that the bylaw was ready for its second reading. Council then carried the second reading of Bylaw 07, 2023, Community Plan. Moving to Bylaw 08, 2023, Zoning, True noted that there was a lot of commentary and questions on it at the public hearing in November. During that time frame and leading up to the second public hearing that was held on Tuesday, April 9, the night before this council meeting, council was able to take the public's recommendations and views into account. True noted that the town was able to share a second iteration of the bylaw at the second hearing, which had many changes. The questions, comments and suggestions for changes that came up at the hearing on Tuesday were of a small minor nature, according to True, who also shared that any such comments have not been provided to him in writing just yet, but True is confident that they'll be put in writing before the bylaw's third reading. Mayor Weiderman was happy to see the sizable turnout to the public hearing on the evening prior. When people show up and speak their mind, it shows that they're invested and that's what we want. People invested in our community and the home that they make here for themselves, she said. Councillor Grotheim said he'd like to pause on passing the second reading until the recommended changes were made. Councillor Husband inquired about the specificity of those changes, to which True shared that they included some of the regulating parts such as those that affect home businesses. That opened up the door to discussion around the room, including whether or not a pause on passing the bylaw's second reading is necessary because of the minutiae of the bylaw's language covering such a wide base. Council elected to pause on passing the second reading until the changes were addressed. Reports of administration, staff and/or committees requiring decision. In a discussion of initiating a tax enforcement process on properties that are in arrears as of March 31, Sow True shared that the property at 318 Saskatchewan Avenue would likely be removed from the list because a final payment was made, although he would still confirm. The addresses of 35 Tufts Crescent, 308 Pangman Street, 27 Chow Crescent, 314 Christie Street, 401 Park Avenue, 607 Mackenzie Street, 309 Hall Street were the other properties mentioned by True. The recommendation was that the town authorize the Sow to commence proceedings to registering interests and titles, getting a lien, with respect to the prescribed lands. The motion was carried by council. Next, True shared information regarding the possible capital purchase of a new half-ton vehicle for the town's public works department, recommending that council approve the purchase of the truck for $57,359 from Regal Motors. Council approved the purchase. Unfinished business. After some brief discussion, council passed policy EMP013 employee pay and the hours of work policy. New business. In discussing a new contract for the services of Sow True, Mayor Weiderman shared her views that the town and council has been appreciative of the time and effort that he's put into his work since he began in April 2021. After some talks, it was decided to sign True to a new contract and council passed the motion to accept the new agreement, which will secure True's services until 2028.